We are recording.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
I think last time we forgot to intro again.
Oops. So. It was a lot. I mean, I was so excited. I had to get started right away. But welcome back to the Girls Who Get It podcast. I'm Julia.
I'm Sam.
And I've been waiting actually for an update since last week.
Okay, yes. So,
me too.
Also, by the way, when I was editing that episode last week, my audio quality was terrible. So, I apologize. Hopefully, it's better now. I'm back in my normal environment. I'm back home in North Carolina. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so last week I was recording from my ex-boyfriend's house, my old house where I lived with him, and I said I would give an update. So I don't even know what to say, really. I was actually just talking to him earlier and I was like, I'm gonna be recording the podcast and I said I would give an update and I don't know what to say. Like, what do I refer to you as? Do I keep calling you my ex, or like what's going on? But I don't know. We are just kind of, you know, going with the flow and just seeing how things go, trying to not like rush anything. But I don't know. I felt with him, like the reason we broke up, that was also the same time that I moved down south. I just felt like we were just in a rut and like, we just both weren't doing great mentally, like mental health wise.
Yeah.
We were both just kind of stuck in like weird funks. And I don't know, there were just some things that I felt like I was needing that was lacking in the relationship and vice versa. And I feel like we also just had like, I don't know, we just weren't being the best partners to each other, but it wasn't ever a matter of like, oh, we're not the right people for each other.
Right.
It just always felt like right person, wrong time kind of thing. And when I moved, I was like, okay, well, whatever. I'm just going to start fresh. I'm in a new place. Like, I'm not going to try to hold out hope that things will work out. Like, if they do, if it's meant to be, it'll work out. But I'm not going to like be holding my breath. Like, I'm 600 miles away. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to date. I'm going to put myself out there, see what happens.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know, the universe just did its thing and like things just happened the way they were supposed to. Like, I went on several dates and I feel like every single person that I've met, it just made me want to be with him more and more, because I was like, it just made me realize that we have a connection and we are so similar. Like, we just get each other. And like, even when I first met him, before I even knew him, like, I always felt so comfortable and relaxed around him and just felt like I could 100% be myself. And he just understood me. Like, I never felt like, oh, is he gonna like think that's weird, or is he gonna judge me, or is he gonna like not like me or not be attracted to me, or
yeah,
I don't know. And I have found over these last like almost 2 years that that's something that's really hard to come by. And somebody can be great on paper, but if you don't like, you don't have that natural chemistry and that natural connection, you just don't click.
Yeah.
And get each other. It's like, that's something that you can't force or fake.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So I don't know. We always like maintained contact ever since things ended. And we were kind of like a little bit back and forth. Like, we would not talk for a little while. And then we would go through phases where we'd be talking every day. And we both have just worked a lot on ourselves. And I think having time apart was, I mean, I know it was really beneficial for both of us.
Right.
Like, I needed it because I have just grown so much and learned so much about myself and what kind of like a partner I am. And I've realized that like I had a lot of things I needed to work on.
Yeah.
And we both, you know, did therapy. And I am seeing now that like all of those things that I felt were lacking in our relationship originally are now there. It's getting better. It's like all the things that I was hoping that he would work on, he has. And I have tried to work on the, you know, the like things he wanted me to work on. And I don't know, when he was down here visiting me for a few weeks back in August, and that was a good visit. That was kind of our like test to see like, okay, how, yeah, like are where are we at, like how are we going to be around each other. And it went really well, and I was kind of overwhelmed after he left because I was like, oh, now what, like I don't know, is this right, should we try to work on getting back together, should we not,
yeah,
is it worth it, because he still lives in Pennsylvania, he's still in school. But then when I was up there recently, it was even better. And I was nervous because I was like, okay, this is really, truly going to be the final test, because him being down here, it's like easy for us to be like kind of in vacation mode and just be like, oh, everything's all good and great. But for us to be back in the place where our relationship ended, where there's like so much that could kind of trigger old feelings of like resentment or whatever, that's tough. But it was great. Hey, Puff. Glad you could make it, girl.
Just listening in, you know, adjusting to get a better angle.
I love it. But yeah, it was a really good visit. It went really well. And I don't know, but he should hopefully, God willing, be done with school in the spring or potentially in the summer, depending. I went through the same thing when I was graduating college. I found out right at the end when I was like so excited to finally be done. I found out like I still had like I was short a few credits, so I had to take summer classes, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but he's almost done. He will be done very soon. And once he's done, I mean, his plan is to hopefully move down here, but it also just kind of, he's trying to be realistic and not limit himself too much, because like I also don't want him to just move down here for me and then not get a great job or end up having to do something that he's not passionate about,
right,
just so he can be here where I am, because right, I feel like that could lead to resentment down the line.
Yeah.
So, you know, ideally he said he wants to find something that is fully remote so he can just live wherever, in which case he will come down and live with me in Wilmington. Otherwise, if he gets offered something that isn't remote and it's based in a different part of the country, then that's something that I'll have to consider if I am willing to move.
I was gonna ask, would you consider that?
I mean, I think so. It really just, it depends. It depends where it is. It depends. But I feel like, I don't know, like, I don't want to speak too soon, but I do feel like things feel really good and I'm really happy right now. And I think if I were to, like, if that was the question, like, okay, I got a job offer in New York, I think if I turned that down and was like, no, I'm going to stay here, let's forget about it, we're done, I know I would regret that decision.
Maybe he'll find something in like Albany.
Maybe. New York. Oh, true. Maybe.
I'm going to call him up and be like, hey, why don't you start?
Is your job hiring?
Yeah, for sure. Always.
He's going to have a computer science degree.
My company is amazing if he's interested. Just saying. I'm just kidding.
I mean, we'll see. But I like, and I love where I live. I really do. And I feel like now, especially, like I've established like a good friend group. And, but also, like, I don't own a house here. I don't have kids yet. Like, and I don't know. I mean, I like it here a lot. I'm happy here, but I never said, like, oh, I want to stay here for the rest of my life. Like, I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
So I think I would be open to maybe going somewhere else. So I don't know. We
Kind of
will see.
exciting to not
Yeah.
like
It's exactly. I agree. I agree. Like the not knowing, it does make it exciting. 'Cause I feel like you get to a point in life where like after you're done with school and you know, like everything in your 20s, you're like just figuring stuff out. You don't really know like what's gonna happen. And then you get to a point where you're like kind of settled and you know, you start your career and then you're like, oh, well, this is it, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
So it's kind of exciting to be like, oh, well, there could be another. And I'm all about change. Like I've always been that way. I'm always craving changing my life in some type of way, whether it's like, you know, getting a different apartment or changing my hair, which I also am planning on doing soon.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like change. So I don't know. I'm open to it.
I think it's important to be open to change because people that are so like, no, I could never do that. Like,
Yeah.
limit yourself so much because when I think of what I thought about moving to Albany, and really I was pretty motivated by like money. So that felt good. I had like a decent pay raise, but like Albany, like never on my list ever. And I could have been like, oh, I'm gonna keep looking and see if something else comes up. But I don't know. I was like, why not? And it's been great.
Yeah,
Like,
I mean, that's how I feel too. And honestly, it's like I've only ever lived in the Northeast or, you know, now here in Wilmington, but there's still so many parts of the country I've never ex even explored. I've never even visited. So it's like, who knows? I don't know.
yeah.
So, and I feel fortunate too that because of what I do for work, like I really can just pick up and go, and it's not
Yeah.
like I have a career that has roots here that it'd be like, oh, well, now I'm sacrificing my career for his. Like my career, I can do what I do anywhere. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Which is like
So
more reason to like consider moving around.
exactly. And, you know, as long as I am happy, that's really all I care about. So we'll see. But I don't know. Like when I was up there and like just, I don't know, seeing him with Benny and stuff, it's like we just feel like a little family. Like it just feels right. So
What did he say about what you're calling him?
we both are just on the same page where it's like, I don't know. I mean, like, we are with each other. Like, neither of us are, you know, like, we are not going to be talking to or seeing other people. Like, we're exclusively together. But also, it's like, he's not here. We don't live anywhere near each other. So.
So, like long distance.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, I guess there's just no necessity to like put a strict label on it just yet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It also feels weird to like refer to him as my, keep calling him my ex though, especially because I feel like that has a very negative connotation
Yeah.
when people are like, oh, your ex.
I just have to take a quick picture of Puff right now. Okay, sorry.
She
Yeah, I
looks
don't know.
amazing.
My dad's gonna love that. But I don't know. I think X isn't always like a bad situation. So
Yeah. But I mean, I understand that there's like the stereotype there of like, oh, well, or you know, some people get in these toxic situations where they're constantly like on and off with their ex. And it's like, oh, well, if you know, things didn't work out the first time, like there was a reason for it. But that's not always the case. You know, sometimes, like I said, it can be the right person and it was just the wrong time. And especially like, I mean, when I've said before, like we have an age gap, but when we first started seeing each other, he was 19 years old.
Oh my God. I
Yeah.
Wow. No, yeah, that's
Right.
big. Like
So,
that's
like, that puts things into perspective a lot.
Yeah, I
Right? Was
mean,
he 19 or like had just turned 20 or.
how's
Trying to
your
remember. I think he, no, he was 19. He was 19 and he, like, a couple months in turned 20. So, yeah, I mean, he was really, really young. And I mean, I'm 6 years older than him, but like, even still, I mean, I was only 25.
Yeah. And you were fresh out of, weren't you fresh out of
And
your
that,
relationship?
yeah, I was a year out of my previous relationship. And I was also still, it was like right at the tail end of beauty school. So like I hadn't even gotten like established in my career yet. And I was really immature in a lot of ways at that point too. So it's like,
Yeah.
I don't know. We just weren't ready yet to be serious adults, I guess. And I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So,
It's not as easy as like just like I think of myself because this week I've had like I don't know. I think I mentioned last week how I need therapy for sure, but and I do. But like I'll find myself I'll self-sabotage like super easily. Or we've all discussed this too where it's like one date and I'm like, "No, it's not like it's not right." So I have some, you know, everyone has stuff to work on, and it's like, it's not as easy as I want a relationship, which I do. I found someone that I could have a relationship with, which maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but like, there's still stuff within me where I'm resistant. I don't know why. I don't know
It's
why.
so hard too, because like there's so much to take into consideration. It's like we have our own specific, you know, personal issues, whether it's like trauma from our childhood, the way that we were exposed to relationships from our parents and our family members. And then also, it's like we're getting constantly inundated with different information that sometimes conflicts, and you see like unrealistic shit in movies all the time. And then you're getting advice from people that are telling you one thing, and then advice from other people telling you something else. Like some people will say, like, oh, well, it shouldn't be so hard. Like it should, if it's right, it should be easy. But then you're also constantly hearing, oh, relationships are work. So it's like, which one is it?
I don't know. I think it's my belief is that it's both, but you know. Yeah, it's never gonna be the same for everyone, and every situation's different.
Yeah. 100%. But that's where things are at. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'll just that's just where we're gonna be until the springtime, and then or whenever, you know, he finally finishes school, and then we'll just kind of see from there. But
Yeah.
yeah, that's just what it is. And as far as like where we end up and you know what happens with all of that, I always just leave everything up to fate and what is meant to be will be and things will work out the way they're supposed to. I fully, fully believe that. I
Yeah.
even got my tattoo as a reminder.
Well, did
So
you see my, oh, what does it say?
it says amor fati, which is Latin. It's like lover of fate. Like what's meant to be will be. And yeah, it's like similar to your sign, that quote that you love.
Yesterday, I don't know if you saw I posted house stuff, but my things will work out is like my favorite thing ever. So simple, but like they'll work out how they should. So.
Totally. And honestly, it's like it just takes so much pressure off of you to just
I
let
mean,
go and,
yeah,
you
you
know.
can't force anything, I mean, to happen in life. So.
Totally. So
Yeah.
what are your updates? What's going on in your dating life?
Well,
Wait, I think we should mention too, because I remember when we were recording last week, you were talking about like, I think I might be getting slow ghosted because he didn't text me yet today. And then we had to break to, because whenever we're recording, it'll like we have a limit.
yeah.
And then during the time of our little quick break, he called you.
I always think I'm getting
And
slow going.
you didn't update that when we started recording again. So.
He did call, yeah. And actually, I saw him over the weekend. And so we're an hour and a half away from each other, which seems like nothing compared to your
Yeah, like 10
hour.
hours.
So I went down there and he was like, "What do you want to do?" And I was like, "Oh, I want to carve pumpkins because I haven't done that in forever." And I was like, "Oh, it'd be fun." And he was totally down. He was like, "Yeah, let's do it." So he drove us to one of the farms down there and we went and grabbed our pumpkins. It wasn't like, I don't know. I guess I'm used to like a different kind of pumpkin patch. You had to pay, you had to make a reservation, you had to go, and it was just kind of like this tiny little selection. But we got some good pumpkins. He got one for his dog. So cute and thoughtful. And then we walked through the apple orchard and like grabbed some apples. Got cider donuts, which is huge upstate. I had no idea it was such a big deal, but
I didn't know that either, but I always get them from Trader Joe's this time of year because they're just so good.
well, it's serious up here. I'm about to have more this weekend because my friend invited me to do some stuff with her, but yeah. Sorry, there was a siren. I'm distracted. Anyway, we got pumpkins, we had cider donuts. We had a nice time. I carved my pumpkin very badly, and his was great. He carved his, and then he carved his dog's, and he did a really good job, actually. Like, I was pretty impressed. And then we just hung out, and I drove an hour and a half home. And so I feel like the distance feels hard for me because I'm not someone that like I don't need to see him like 5 times a week. Like that's, I just, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself and I'm like, how do we progress when I only see you once a week? Maybe that's if we can on the weekend. So I feel like I'm already ahead of myself thinking it's not going to work because I can't do the distance.
That's hard though. Like my high school boyfriend, when we eventually went to college, we went to different schools and we were about an hour and a half away from each other. And that was really hard to do. But like we already had been together for a long time. And even then, it was still hard. But I can't imagine being at the beginning phase when you're like trying to get to know each other and you like want to see that person as
Yeah.
much as possible.
I'm struggling a little bit with that because I'm like, it'd be great. And he works a lot anyway. So it's not even like, oh, we'll both drive 45 minutes and meet for dinner after work on a Thursday. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
like, it's tricky. And we've seen each other like 5 times now. And he'll call me, which I love being called because I think, I don't know, something about it. I prefer a phone call too, especially since we can't really see each other. And he's not much of a texter, which is fine. But I don't know. I'm trying not to let my like doubts, I guess, get in the way of just seeing where things go. I'm trying not to self-sabotage, which I like find myself thinking like, no, it's just not gonna work. Like, how, I don't know. So
Yeah.
he's a great guy. Like, he's a really good guy.
Well, good. I'm
Like,
excited.
why are you an hour and a half away? And I know this might be crazy for me to even think, but like, he's not moving up here any closer.
Well,
Like
that
his,
was going to be my question. Like, what does he do for work? Is it a possibility?
work does not allow for that because he has like a family business.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
So
that's not.
it would be you having to move to him, if anything, which, and now you just bought a house.
Which, yeah, I'm not gonna be moving. So I don't
Yeah, that's hard. And
it's
then it's like, well, what if you guys do decide to just do the long distance thing, then eventually, if you know it, I mean, eventually the goal is like to at some point like live together.
yeah.
Then would you have become too accustomed to the long distance since that's how your relationship, like that's the foundation of your relationship and how it started? Like,
I know. Like, I don't know. And so
it's
we've had
tricky.
I don't like the distance. Like, and I know we're still, it's been oh, a little over a month, maybe like a month and a half since we've been talking. So, like, I'm well aware that it's fresh, but we want the same, we want similar things. He wants less kids than me, but that's besides the point. Like, we both want the same kind of house, like property, land, like kind of lifestyle. So I don't know. It's just hard for me to picture it when we have this like distance.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I probably talk to you about it more than I've talked to him because I don't feel super comfortable being like, so what are your intentions? Or like, I'm not gonna do the what are we? Because that I'm bad at doing that and it hasn't gone well for me in the past, I guess. So I'm hesitant to start that conversation, even though I have to. Like,
Yeah, I agree. I totally get it though, 'cause I mean, I just did the same thing and I've known this man since 2018 and
yeah.
I mean, we have zero boundaries, so I felt a little bit awkward. So, I
Those
get it.
conversations are hard because it's like, I guess there's an opportunity for rejection in
Yeah,
his
you're
conversation,
being very vulnerable.
which is easy for me to do here. Not easy for me to do. Like, I don't know. And it's also a conversation that, I mean, I guess I could have on the phone with him, but it feels like more of an in-person thing. I don't know.
Yeah. I think, though, the fact that you guys have the distance kind of makes it even more appropriate for you to have the conversation and to have it sooner because you're driving back and forth and it's like, okay, well, what are, like, is this even worth the time and the gas money? Like,
Yeah, I have a lease, you know?
yeah, like, what's going on here? Because if you were live like in the same place, then it's like, okay, you don't necessarily need to rush it. Like, you can just feel it out, see how things are going, but like,
Yeah. Or even like a half hour away. But an hour and a half is
a decent
that's
amount of time.
it's not like a weeknight trip, you know? That's not something you can do all that much. So, I mean, 3 hours round trip.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at with that. I'm trying to just like enjoy. I don't, we haven't even had the discussion like if we're seeing other people. I know last week, like,
Oh.
not. Although, I'm not seeing anyone else, but like the love bomber did pop up multiple times. Like we figured he would.
Of course he did. What does he want now?
Oh, just the usual. But
So
yeah.
he's not seeing the person he was seeing anymore, I'm guessing.
No. Nope.
Of course. So now he comes crawling back to you. That's
Shock.
insulting, honestly.
It is. It's like, how dare you?
Right. It's like, oh, now you want me. Now that things didn't work out, you just want me as in the meantime to occupy your time until you find the next person that's good enough to date.
Yeah, placeholder. Yeah, so
Yeah.
that's been fun. It's just on Snapchat. It's easy for me to ignore Snapchat, so.
I think that you need to block him on that. Because I thought you had blocked him everywhere. And you're leaving that little gateway open for him, and
I
I just
know.
don't I don't think it's a good idea, because who knows? Like, yes, it's easy for you to ignore him now, but you never know. You might be feeling down and low one night and he'll pop up on Snapchat, and then you might be feeling like, a little weak, and you might make a decision that you end up regretting. I'm just saying.
No, you're 100% right. So I don't want to see comments saying what Sam just said because I know that you're right.
And I know that you know this. I know you know, obviously, but And I think that's the ultimate fuck you to him, to be like, ha, yeah. Try and snap me again, bitch. You can't, because you're blocked.
You can't. I just don't know what, what my problem is. Like not being able to like close the door completely.
I think it's probably an ego boost for you too, because it's like, oh yeah, here he's coming back.
I mean, maybe at first, but like not anymore because it's he does it because he's like, oh well, she'll always answer. I have her wrapped around my finger, whatever. And so that feels bad. Now that feels bad because it's
Yeah.
like, oh, like here you are again, And I don't think it would feel bad now. If I didn't know if he didn't say he was seeing someone, like you know how I
Right.
said he probably this has probably been the case before, but I never knew that for sure, like
Right.
he never had it.
He would just kind of like ghost a little bit and then reappear.
So like
No
him
explanation.
saying that, I was like, oh, like you do stop talking to like other girls sometimes, you know what I mean? So doesn't feel
Yeah.
great, but I also have there's this thing about me where I like it's like a form of self-harm to like allow this. So, and I know that it's literally self-harm to just even like open a Snapchat from him.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Well, but I mean, the important thing is that you know. So, you'll get there eventually where you just are ready.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell my problem is, but
But I hope that things work out with this nice guy, 'cause
yeah, I don't
I
know.
mean,
I'm trying not to get like my hopes up. I don't want to be like, oh yeah,
of course, yeah.
we'll figure it out. It's hard for me to think like that just because the distance is such a. And he said that from the start, though. He's been like our second date, I think. He was like, oh, well, we'll figure out the distance. But I'm like, logistically, how? Like, how?
Yeah, I think definitely you should soon, probably, because I mean, it's been at least a month already now. I think you should have the conversation of like, are you seeing other people? Like, what's the deal? And then, maybe if that leads into or eventually Like, so what's going on here? Like, what's the goal? What are your intentions?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, eventually figuring out, like, if he does want to be exclusive with you, like, okay, well, how are we going to figure out the whole distance thing? Like, what is, if we're going to be in a relationship, what's that realistically going to look like?
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm
Yeah.
also like, I like him. He's nice and like I have a nice time with him. And I'm trying very hard not to compare it like how I feel with him to anything else. And I know that not everything is like the same, but it's like sh should there be like a certain level of excitement or like not I guess chemistry, I mean. Like I don't know. We definitely have, we have a different dynamic than I have had with anyone else, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is hard. And it's like one of those things, like I find myself being that way too sometimes, where it's like, God, I wish somebody could just tell me the answer. But it's like ultimately only you know. And it's really like what I keep trying to remind myself is like, there is no right or wrong thing. It's like everything is a choice that you make.
Yeah,
So.
that is true.
I don't know. It's
Try
hard
to
though.
flow, but I would find it easier to go with the flow if there the distance is really tricky for me.
Yeah.
And I think I hesitate to like allow myself to be like, oh, this could be something legit because of that, because I just don't see how it can be. So I am like, I'm already like blocking that, like in my
Well,
brain.
then maybe that's something that you should ask yourself too, is like, is it something that you're actually not that interested in? Are you even considering it because you're just like, oh, I mean, yeah, he's nice and seems like he likes me, so okay, I'll just go with this then. But like,
I don't know. He has a lot of what I look for. Like, I'll go back to the episode where I do the list and I'll.
yeah, I know.
But I know that he does. So it's not just like, oh, he's. I don't know. I struggle
Yeah, it's hard.
in general. But that's where I'm at. I was using the apps, not super recently, but like I'm just not super interested in, I don't know, it feels like weird to be using them at the moment, so I'm not.
Well, I think that's all the more reason too why you should find out if he is.
True. I will do that. That's my homework.
Yes, exactly. That's your assignment. Report back next week.
Okay, I will. Anyway, our topic this week, after catch up session, is weddings, right?
Weddings. Yeah, this was, I think you originally brought this idea up. Because your best friend Cass got
My best.
married recently.
I've had weddings on the brain because I was fine. I was in my first one. Shout out to my best friend Cass and her husband, M.
Yes. And it's been on my brain lately too, because I have been getting a bunch of wedding invitations recently and like save the dates and stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I've as an adult anyway, I've been to one wedding. I think that's it. And I wasn't in it. It was my friend Adam, and I don't know. I think because I was friends with the groom too, like. And I don't even know if they did like a bridal shower and like all that extra stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just like showed up at the wedding. I got them like a Target gift card as a gift, and that was kind of it. And like, I don't know, but now I've been getting invited to like these more fancy weddings, and there's, you know, the engagement parties and the bridal parties and the rehearsal dinners and this and that. And I'm like, I don't know any, like, I don't know anything about this stuff. My parents never got married. I've never been like a big wedding person.
Wait, your parents aren't married?
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, like common law, I guess, technically, but like, yeah, no, they never got like officially married.
Wow. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
So weddings are just something that are totally like, that's not my world at all.
Yeah.
And I think that it's an interesting topic too, because there is so much that goes into, or there can be so much that goes into it. And then it's just interesting how, like, you know, there are some people that like have dreamt of their wedding day their whole entire lives and they want the whole big thing. And then there's people that couldn't care less. And then some people, you know, do something kind of in the middle. And the amount of money that people spend on weddings is insane to me.
Yeah.
There's just a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh. There sure is. Yeah, I mean, I guess my parents are married, and so I guess I grew up like I would look through their wedding albums and I'd be like, "Oh, like that's so like that's what I want." And I was the girl that like had all these ideas. If I went through my Pinterest board right now, who knows what I have on there? I had like big wedding. I was gonna have a big wedding. I loved all the wedding movies, like Bride Wars. I watched a bunch. What's the one with Julia Roberts? Oh, My Best Friend's Wedding. I mean, that one's not really like bride movie. It's kind of messed up actually, but anything with a bride, I was like, oh my God, amazing. Say Yes to the Dress. Loved it. And then as I got older, like I stopped having such an interest in just like that one day. And Cass's wedding was so fun. Like I totally get the appeal of like having everyone that you love, your friends, your family, all together to like celebrate and like have a day like that. But now my dream wedding. We've talked about this before. The Taco Bell in Vegas does weddings upstairs, and there's a DJ and there's a bouquet of hot sauces. I would do that in a heartbeat. Like, or even the Little White Chapel there in Vegas. So cute. You make it a whole trip. Like, it's fun. Or like eloping in general is more my style now
But you
because.
definitely would want to get married, or are you also just okay with like not even making anything official?
Oh.
Did you not consider that?
No, like I pretty much like I want the ring. I want like the whole thing with the right person, of course. I wouldn't just do it just to like do it, which is why I'm still single.
Yeah, I think it's funny that you say that because I think we all know someone, or, you know, have seen people on Facebook or something where it's like, are you actually like in love with that person, or are you just like in love with the wedding and like you just wanted to get married?
Right. I am so like, I don't know how people do that because I really can't tolerate, like, I don't know. I mean, we all witness it when I go on one date and I'm like, no, it's a no. It's a no for me.
Yeah.
I just like know what I want so much.
Yeah.
Or I guess like the feeling that I want so much, like in a relationship. Even though before when I was talking about this guy I'm seeing, it doesn't sound like that. I don't know. I guess I'll know it when I find it, I hope. But No, I want to be married because I wanted to change my last name for as long as I can remember. Although lately, I don't mind it. Lately, I'm like, no, that's my name. So, I don't know.
I feel it, that's interesting that you say that because I felt that way too. I actually never, probably because my parents aren't, so like I was just like whatever. Like I never had any desire to get married. Like I couldn't give a shit. I was like, yeah,
Yeah.
I just always assumed like I wouldn't ever do that. Like obviously I would always hope that I would like end up with someone.
Yeah.
But I never cared about like having a wedding or even making anything official. Never really even knew if like I wanted to have kids and like all of that. I was just kind of whatever about all of it. But I always like hated my last name because nobody could ever pronounce it or spell it.
Yeah.
But as I have gotten older, like I like my last name and I feel like I don't know, like it's me, it's my name. But I do feel like I would like to get married. Like that is what I want.
Yeah.
And I do like the idea of sharing a last name
Me too.
with my spouse. Like I think like again, because my parents weren't, and like my parents, you know, have different last names. And growing up too, that was always like a little bit different, like my mom having a different last name than me, and
Yeah.
it would be like confusing sometimes. I want that. Like if I do have kids, or even if I don't, I just like the idea of us all having the same name and like being a unit.
Yeah, it does feel kind of like special in a way.
Yeah.
Do you know why they didn't? Is that an intrusive question? Why
Why
they
they didn't
didn't?
get married? I just think it was never like important to my mom, and my dad was previously married, and
Oh.
he was just kind of like, yeah, I have no desire to like do that again. And I don't know, they
I see. Oh,
just
okay.
didn't care to. I mean, as
Yeah.
far as I know, yeah.
Don't know. I've always been like, I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I don't know if I've said this before, but I never had like career goals. I was never like, oh, I want to be, a lawyer and have this. And like, those were never like my dreams. My dreams are like family dreams. Like, husband and a good relationship with him, and like that's my best friend and our kids, and like our ha like those were my dreams.
Yeah.
So I very much want to get married, and I definitely want to have kids. Wouldn't settle. I mean, what will happen, but like that's the goal. Like those are my goals. Which sounds kind of silly. Like, of course I have some career goals, but it's not as important to me, I guess.
I don't think that's silly at all, though, because it's like you don't, I feel the same way. I mean, I don't, my happiness doesn't lie in what I'm doing for work. Like, I don't want to live to work.
No, me either.
Working
So,
for me is just a means of like affording a lifestyle, but like
yeah.
keeping a roof over my head, but.
Yeah. No, me too. So yeah, I don't know. I definitely want to get married. The way I get married has changed drastically. Like, I would love to elope. I would love to, I don't know if this is like trending or something, but it comes up on my TikTok. Jackson Hole is a beautiful place to elope. I feel like that would be sick. Or like somewhere I kind of want to elope somewhere I've never been. Which is why Vegas is kind of like I've been to Vegas. But I think it'd be really cool to elope somewhere that me and like my husband, potential husband, like neither of us have been. So that we both have like our first time there. Oh, we got married there.
It's
Like that.
special. It's like yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that's sweet.
So now that's my idea.
Getting engaged, like, do you have, because that's another thing that's like so huge. Like, people make a big spectacle out of proposals. Did you like envision how you would get engaged too?
I feel like that's probably changed too. Like all the movies I grew up watching, like the proposals are usually extravagant. I just want it to feel like me, like not because me being me, a proposal at like, oh, puff,
You wouldn't want like a bunch of attention on you.
like
Yeah.
a baseball game. Like that's not me. Like that's not what I would want. Actually, okay, I have thought of this. I don't really want to share just in case my future husband is listening and then I just tell him exactly what I want. Yeah, right. Okay. So you know how I love to what's the word? Beachcomb, right? I'm like
Look for shells in the sand.
I love
Yes.
looking for shells. So like I think it'd be so cute if he was like, oh, like, cool, look at this one. And it's just a big fat diamond. It doesn't have to be a diamond, but like, that would be so me. And I'd be like, ah.
That would be so you. That would be perfect. Oh my God, cute.
So, just in case anyone needs to know, that's what I want. But also, I might be expecting that. So.
True. I mean, I do, like I said, I would like to get married now. And I like the idea of like having, a pretty ring. But I don't know. I mean, I think it would be sweet to like be surprised and like there's the thought of a man like even being so thoughtful to like try and plan
Yeah, right.
something sweet like that is means a lot. But I always said like I would be totally fine with it just being like we're just like at home eating Chinese food, watching a movie, and you're just like, hey, like should we get married?
Yeah, like mean it, like actually.
And then just pop the ring out, like, because I was thinking, like, I would be cool with that too. Like, I don't need a social media video to post to be like, oh my
No.
God, like I don't need other people to be there. I don't need it to be like some out of a movie type of thing. Like,
Right.
just something that feels like us, that's like
Exactly.
meaningful, sweet, genuine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want the same.
What would you do if, like, because I think about in Sex and the City with Carrie and Aiden, what would you do if, like, a man proposed to you and the ring is like, just so not your style at all.
I would probably have a similar reaction to Carrie and just be like I couldn't wear a ring, like even though it's coming from someone that I would love, like I have to wear that every day.
Yeah.
Hope that they love me enough to like consider my tastes, you know? So I'd be like, I'm saying like yes, but this ring is a no, and we're gonna change it. Also, I might feel like it's a sign that it's a bad idea and I should not go through with it.
Because it's like, do they not know me?
Why would you get me that?
Right.
I shouldn't marry you.
Right, exactly.
Oh no.
Yeah,
Her reaction, she was like, how could you not know me? And then
turns out Miranda helped him pick it
random people.
out. Her own best friend.
Yeah,
How could she do her like that?
I know. I mean, I don't care about size so much. Like, it doesn't have to be a 4-carat diamond. I also like moissanite, which is cheaper,
And
but
more humane.
and more humane or like lab grown. Which for some reason, some men I've talked to in the past are so against like lab grown or like not diamonds. They're like, no, it has to be legit. It has to be the real thing.
Interesting. Yeah, I personally don't care about that. And I don't really want a real diamond because that to me is just kind of stupid. Like it's so unnecessary. And it's like it's just disgusting to me the amount of money. Like I can't justify
No.
that. Like I'd rather as long as it's it looks the way I like and it is comfortable for me to wear. That's what I care about. I'd rather, if you want to blow like $20,000, let's go on like a really nice vacation or like buy us a boat or something. Like, I don't know.
Boat. That's more like it.
You know, like
I don't.
that to me is just silly and I can't. No judgment to people that, you know, like want the big expensive fancy ring. It's just not, it's not me.
I also, so I have my Graham's engagement ring, and it's cute and it's nice and simple, and it's, I don't know how big it is. It's just a little round diamond. I'd rather wear that than like something not my style. Like, size doesn't matter. It has to just be like my style, which is simple.
Yeah. And I think that's sweet too. Like, if it's something that's like was passed down, because then it's like really meaningful. Or if they can take something and then like recreate it to be something like more your taste or something. Yeah.
That's what Cass had done. Cass's engagement ring, was her grandma. Her grandma found a diamond, and it's beautiful. And but the setting was, I think she was, it's like very 80s, so they had it redone, and it's so her, and it's really beautiful. But
Yeah, like that's a good idea. I love that.
yeah.
But as far as okay, so wait, let's backtrack because a coworker of mine is actually getting married in a few weeks, I think. So like what kind of like prompted me to want to talk about this was I got an invitation. So her wedding is it's a destination wedding.
Yeah.
And obviously, this was planned and everything like before I started working there, before she even knew me. And I mean, it's a destination. Like I'm not expecting to be invited to the wedding at all. But I was invited to her bridal party. I think that's what it was, or her, you know, her bridal shower. And I don't know. So like with the invitation, it was like, oh, here's our registry, da da da. And I was like, okay, well, do I go to it?
Yeah.
Even though like I don't like, you know, we're friendly, but it's not like we hang out. We're not friends like that.
Yeah.
And like obviously I'm not going to the wedding and I think I might have maybe met her fiance once in passing. Like he doesn't know me. So like, do I go? Would it be like, I don't know. It just felt like kind of awkward. And I think just like all of the coworkers were invited, but I'm
Yeah.
like, I don't know. Do I go? Do I not? And then like, okay, what do I bring as a gift? Like what is acceptable as a gift? Like, do I have to get something off the registry? What if I Is it terrible if I don't bring anything? If I bring a gift card, like what's an appropriate amount of money to spend?
Yeah.
And then also, like, I didn't know this because I thought I was talking to one of my other coworkers, and she was like, well, typically, you know, you would bring one gift to the shower, and then you would get another gift for the actual wedding. And the wedding gift usually would be like something bigger, more expensive. And I'm like,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah.
What? It's
I
just a
have.
lot for me. I'm like, I don't know anything about this stuff. And I have two friends that are getting married next fall. And I've already been getting the save the dates. And I don't know. The one friend I know how she is. I'm sure she's gonna go all out and it's gonna be a bougie thing. And I'm like, I don't know what is appropriate. Because
Yeah.
I just don't, I don't know nothing about like wedding culture, honestly. Oh, and I said I only went to one wedding. I actually, now I'm remembering, I've been to two because my friend Taylor, shout out Taylor and Jeff, they got married back in the spring, but they got married in Vegas and it was like a very
Fun.
casual, small thing. But like, even for them, I was like, what do I get as a gift? Like, they didn't. have a registry. She didn't ask for anything. So I was like,
Yeah.
what do I get them? How much do I spend? Like,
Right. It's hard. It's especially like I've never been part of a wedding before, so I never really went to a shower and then the bachelorette and then the like rehearsal dinner and every part of it. I've never done that. So I had no idea what the heck I was doing. I think it's best practice. I feel like best practice to buy off the registry because that's stuff that you know that they want. And I'm thinking me, like if I had a registry and someone just brought me some random like mug, I'd be like, why didn't you get my
Same. Yeah,
like it, you
totally makes
have the
sense.
and I have the same feeling about Christmas lists. Like if I make a Christmas list, I had this beef when I was like 12. Why did you get me something not on my list? Like do that. What's the point of the list? So I have the same feelings about registries. So I try to just do the registry.
So if you go with a plus one, are you expected to get a more expensive, nicer gift because it's technically two people giving the gift?
I feel like it depends. Like if you're just bringing like a date, like it's not your husband or like partner, then I feel like no. Like if you were like, oh, we want to come with me as a plus one to my friend's wedding, I would not bring something. I don't know if that's rude, but it's like I'm a plus one.
Right, like I don't know you people, so
Like why would unless I know the person, like I'm not really gonna get a gift. I don't know if that's wedding etiquette or not. I just wouldn't do it.
yeah.
Maybe that's wrong. I'm not, we don't, we both know nothing about weddings. Like, even still, I've only been in the one. I still don't know. I have one coming up in the spring. So, we have to get these questions answered.
I know. I mean, it's good to, like, to kind of get a conversation going because I'm sure people listening have all the answers. So please leave a comment or DM us and let us know because
There's so much
it
to
can be
it.
so awkward because like you just don't know. I mean, I just don't know like what's common practice and I don't know what people are expecting. And I mean, if it's a close friend, I can just straight up ask them, I guess. But if I don't really know the person that well, it's just awkward. And I don't want to come off as rude or inconsiderate. But also, like, I'm not trying to blow a shit ton of money if, like, I don't really know you or care about your union.
Right. I mean, that brings up another like I have this feeling sometimes where this is also Sex and the City related. And I almost feel like we've talked about this before. You know how like Carrie has these shoes and she
Yes, I knew exactly what you were going to say.
and they go to this party and Carrie's shoes get stolen. And she's like, she kind of expects the host to pay for her new shoes, but the host is like, it's not my fault you wanted to buy $600 shoes, whatever. And then Carrie starts talking about like how, oh, when you got married, I got you a gift for your wedding. And when you had a baby, I got you a gift for, and you had a second baby, I got you a gift for that. And it's like, being a single person, she got nothing. So like, just buy the dang shoes, right? And it's like, yeah, if you never end up getting married for whatever reason, you don't want to, you don't have a partner, whatever, you don't get any of like the bridal shower gift and then the wedding gift and then the, you don't get it. And it's not to say like the people that are getting married don't deserve it, like, of course, but it can be so imbalanced because not ever, or not everyone even has a wedding, so it's like, oh, there was no registry.
Exactly. And of course, I totally understand that, like, people spend a lot of money for weddings. And I like each person that gets invited, like, you are paying for that for each individual seat for their plate of food and for,
Oh, yeah.
everything that goes along with it. I mean, I guess not always. Like, if you do something a little more low key, no. But, if you're doing like something traditional at a venue and whatever, like, I understand that. So it's like, yeah, you want to bring something so that way it's like, because they're paying to have you there as a guest. But yeah, it definitely can be imbalanced. And
I don't know. I feel rude even saying it, but like, I feel like it's a little true sometimes. It's not like, oh, you have to buy your single friend stuff. No, but I don't know. To acknowledge like that people are showing up for you, or like, I don't know.
yeah.
I'm not sure.
Or, I mean, to not necessarily expect something always.
I mean,
Maybe.
like, that's, I feel like that can be fair depending.
Because to me, in my mind, like, going back to like our dream weddings or whatever, like, I have no desire to do a traditional wedding. The amount of money people spend on them is absolutely ridiculous to me. Like, I would be perfectly fine with just getting, an affordable shit. If I could get my dress from Shein, like, I'm fine with that. Just
If, as long as it's what you're looking for.
exactly something flattering, white that like looks good. I just want to feel like I look good. And I mean, I've thought about this. Like, I think I would want to go elope privately, or like do like just go to the courthouse or something and just have something kind of like what Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker did, how they had their own like private intimate thing first
And
when they
then went
like
to
officially,
the
and then have something with all your friends and family. That's another thing too, like the thought of sharing, like exchanging vows, especially like your own, ones that you wrote yourself in front of a bunch of people, makes me want to die. But like,
Oh,
I
yeah.
would want to just do something just intimate, just, the two of us, maybe like one friend each or something, get really corny and cheesy and cry our eyes out and exchange our vows and say sweet things to each other, have that moment for ourselves, and then have a party and either like go to like a cute venue, or even like I thought about just renting out an Airbnb for a weekend and just like setting up, something in the backyard and just decorating it myself and just having everybody come. 'Cause like I would just want to celebrate
Yeah.
and like party with my closest friends and family and just get nice pictures and that kind of thing. But like I wouldn't want to, I would try to spend as little money as possible because I'd rather save that money for the honeymoon and for like a down payment on the house.
Right.
And I don't care about like doing all of like the traditional stuff because I honestly I feel like wedding ceremonies can be really boring too. And I wouldn't care if people brought gifts or not. Like I wouldn't really expect it because like in my mind, it would be like, no, I just want you there because I want you to come and celebrate and just, have a good memory.
Yeah.
But I
Yeah,
don't know.
I think
That's just how
it's
I feel. And I think it's
no.
hard for me too, like as someone that doesn't care about weddings, I don't
Right.
see the appeal of it really. So getting invited to them, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I could see
I mean,
that.
I like to go as a guest. Like, it don't get me wrong, especially if it's open bar and like there's a good DJ and
Yeah, that's the most important
they can
stuff.
definitely be fun. But I've never been in one. I've never been like in the bridal party, but I just feel like that could be such a nightmare. And I've heard so many stories from people that have been bridesmaids that are like, I had to spend all this money between the dress and then the bachelorette and all the other stuff we had to do.
People get really crazy about it. Like me, we for Cass's Bachelorette. We did something really nice, long weekend at a lake. Like, it was great. And it was reasonable. Some people have people booking flights for like a week. I'm like, come on.
So
People's
one
vacation
of
time. Like,
yes, so one of my friends, she went to Mexico for her friend's bachelorette. And it turns out that this friend also, from what she's told me, I don't even really think they're that close.
yeah.
I think the girl just doesn't really have like that many friends. So she included her. I don't know. Goes down to Mexico, has to take vacation time, book a flight, you know, spend all this money. And then the whole time they were there, she said it was just drama and people were fighting the entire time because it was like a, I guess this girl had like her hometown high school friends and then she had like her newer adult friends and like people just weren't meshing and the high school friends were being petty about stuff and causing drama and there was just a lot of fighting. And she said the whole time she was there, it was just like so awkward. Everyone was fighting. It was just constant drama. And it's like, meanwhile, you could have went to Mexico, spent all that money and take that vacation time and been there with your husband and actually enjoyed yourselves and had a good relaxing time. Meanwhile, it's like, you know, you spent all that money for what? It was just like stressful.
No, and that's like that sucks for the bride too, because it's like she just wants to go and have a good time and there's drama
Yeah.
and for what? But I'm gonna say something maybe controversial. Controversial. No one cares more about your wedding than like you and your partner. And
Yeah.
that's just like people can be excited for you. People will love the day and the events and want to be a part of it, but like it means most to you and your partner.
Yeah.
So
Or
like,
maybe your mother, depending on. Because
yeah, I mean, your mom's probably gonna get crazy excited about that
I feel like
too.
whenever I did wedding makeup, like the mothers of the bride were usually like the most annoying.
Or excited.
Yeah, excited.
Yeah, but it's just like I think it's so important to just do things for yourself because at the end of the day, nobody really cares like what you have at your wedding.
Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
so
a lot of
true.
it's crazy, but like you have to do what you want to do for yourself and not, I guess that kind of goes with like not expecting too much from other people. Like, yes, it's your day, like for sure. But that also means like not everyone else is like in the same mindset as you would be on your own wedding day. You know what I
Right,
mean?
because I think some people get, though, they're so like, oh, it's my day, it's my day, it's my day, that then they just like, they expect so much from their friends and family. And it's like, okay, chill out.
Right,
Like,
like,
yeah, it's your day and it should be special and what you want, but you also have to be like realistic and not get too crazy.
yeah, I agree. There's so much to it, and it's like my ideas have changed so much. Now it's more just like, okay, I want it to be special for like me and my partner. And the rest doesn't really matter to me. I'd love to have like a party, like a lot of people do. I do barbecues or something. Like, get everybody together, have a party that's chill, low key, but then have like the event for me and my partner, maybe like four people.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. And I feel like it would just be less stressful that way too, because it's just less that you have to worry about and you don't have to rely on anybody and hope that, you know, everyone will do what they have to do and be in a good mood and
Yeah, exactly.
less room for drama too. Because how often do you hear too that people are like, oh my God, you know, I spent so much time prepping for the wedding and it was, and then the day came and went and it was over in a second, and I barely, like, I didn't get to eat. I didn't get to sit down. I didn't get to enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
That
No,
sounds
they
awful. It's
so
like,
many people have said that. So many people have said that to me.
especially considering how much money people spend. It's like,
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, my parents said they'd help me with a house or a wedding. And here I am in my
You chose the
house.
house, yeah. I
My
which I think was a
sister
good call.
did too. My sister did too. So priorities, I mean, I weddings are fun, weddings are great, but like for me personally, I don't see myself having like a whole day wedding.
Same. And then it's just crazy. People, spend all the money, take all the time preparing and planning it, and then they just get divorced anyway.
Yeah, divorce rates are, I think, like at an all-time high. So there's
Oh,
that.
that's got to be rough.
Yeah. That's like getting a college degree and having like student loans and then not using your degree
Wait,
for some.
well, yeah, so here we are. Hi.
How does it
Yeah.
feel?
Yeah. So I don't know, but I hope none of that comes off as like judgmental or me being like, oh my God. But I
Oh
don't
my
know.
God.
I just think it's an interesting topic. And I don't know. I just feel like I don't know. I feel like the odd man out when it comes to this topic.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like things are changing, but I also end up on like wedding TikTok where I see extravagant like weddings, just as many as there are like elopements, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. We'd
Well,
love to hear your thoughts, everyone.
yeah, definitely let us know what you think. We are running out of time. We are just going to wrap it up here then.
Yeah.
Make sure that you guys are following us on Instagram and subscribing to our YouTube channel.
Yes, please. We post stories and stuff, and we love to read your comments.
Yeah. It's a good way to stay connected and get updates, like, when new episodes are coming or what the topic's going to be. I don't know if you saw, but I was thinking like we should do voice memos, like have people send in voice memos.
I did. We got an email from a listener.
Perfect. So email us or send it to us on Instagram, whatever is easier. Our email is girlswhogetitpod@gmail.com.
Oh, fun. I would love that.
So fun.
We
I think,
need, yeah,
yeah,
let's do that next week.
we definitely should do that. So please send us your voice memos. We can't wait to hear your lovely voices.
Hey, I'm so excited.
Me too. Well, we will see you guys next week with a new episode.